T-Mobile.
Apartment done behind me, so it's downhill all the way from here.
Oh, good deal. You get off early today, won't you?
Keeping my fingers crossed, but you never know.
I'm out here. I'm fitting to roll up, though. Good morning, Ed. Hope you're doing all right today. KK4POT.
Good. You have a good one. I'll hopefully catch you in the morning.
Enjoy that coffee when you get back.
You at the shop?
Here at the Sphinx.
I'll just catch you when I get in.
Your radios.
No, but I'm about $100 shy of having enough money.
Ahead of me. That's all right, that's all right. I get ones eventually. Hey, do you know anybody that might be interested in Moshon radios? I didn't know you were in those groups there on Facebook. I saw you like that post. But if you know of anybody, just send them my way.
Somebody's going to be needing a radio, but he hadn't taken the test yet. But as soon as he does and passes, I'll let you know. I'll try and get him to take one off your hands.
Let us know. One of those is mine, one of those is Mike's. But anyway, I'm here now, so I'm going to go ahead and hop out. Have a good one, Ed. Mike, I'll catch you when you get in. KK4POT.
7-3-10.
KK4 next week.
Radio you fixing to try and get.
Right now is ungettable. It's the Lab 599 at TX500, that little flat radio for portable operations.
I'm not familiar with.
I'll send you a link. Well, I'll send you a video on YouTube. Very worth watching. Very well worth watching.
Radio, or does it go through a computer?
Software driven, but it is an actual radio. It's waterproof as well. It's rain resistant, let me put it to you that way. And they've got a... The radio is not out yet. You know, there's some test models out there that they give out a bunch of guys to do reviews on. But you just have to watch the video. It's got so much stuff on it. It's crazy.
Is a radio that I can cut on, push a button and talk, and push a button and cut off.
That one. This one is made more for portable operations. It's only a 10 watt.
Time, they'll figure out a way to make it up to 100. How bad it'd be to get it straightened out if the software goes crazy.
Not too bad. It has got the capability. It's almost like your iPhone. You just plug it up and download whatever fix they had for it. I'll tell you.
Got it. I tell you, I'll have to look at it when I get home. But, I guess mine's pretty much software ran too.
Yours would be as new as it is. It's capable of a bunch of digital modes. The guy goes through and explains everything on it. It's not that long of a video, but it's well worth watching.
Set up for digital and all that stuff, but that just don't interest me, at least not right now.
Tim is going to get us some stuff to make an antenna today to do an inverted V, for NVIS. Hopefully, when I get that set up, I can talk to you with some consistency and clarity.
Plan to meet.
Anything else this week? I know I was out pretty much all week. I had second shift, and I was off yesterday. I feel like I got some things accomplished. I pressure washed my back deck and got the paint off of it with a pressure washer. We're going to repaint that thing. I don't know if I painted it when it was damp. That's what my wife was telling me, but the paint never did stand up too good in the high traffic area, so I stripped it with that pressure washer. And went into town, got my driver's license. I got a couple things accomplished that I needed to do.
You had an eventful week. As far as I know, I behaved myself. I didn't get locked up or nothing.
Good.
Carol's birthday, and I got trying to figure out something to pull on her.
I had to tell her happy birthday for me.
On to her. She took the day off, so she probably won't get up to about 10:30.
Sounds like you've got about 4 hours to pull a rabbit out of a hat.
Happy Friday. I'll come up with something. I know I'm going to take her out to Red Lobster for dinner.
Just a meal you can't beat. I've always enjoyed Red Lobster.
Just don't put enough on the plate for the price.
I'm getting one of them all-you-can-eat shrimp fest.
After those crab legs.
I love crab legs. I don't get enough of them.
Find a place that's got a decent price on a case of them, and I'm going to get them, and then I'm going to make a phone call, and I expect you at my table.
You know, I don't think you'd have to twist an arm for that.
I would.
4TFW Mobile.
Morning, Ken, what's up?
Not too much. Good morning, guys. Eve.
Yeah, absolutely. Dutch oven.
Yeah.
One. Listen, guys, I got a video on doing Cornish hens that just looks spectacular. We're going to try it Saturday evening.
How it works out.
Guys, when I get in.
Yo, are you cooking it?
I can do that. To tell you that while I was out last week at Gatlinburg, I went to the Lodge Outlet, and then I went over to Bass Pro, which Bass Pro's had, theirs was a good bit cheaper for, I think it was $139. They got me one of those Dutch oven cook tables that folds up, and looking forward to using that.
Count on us now.
And right, fancy. I wanted to be able to do that on my back porch when it was raining.
Back at your porch, on fact.
Possibilities for me.
Can tell us something good.
Say, I was just thinking, my Dutch oven, the lid doesn't have a rim around the edge, so I guess it's just a cast iron pot.
Need one with a rim on it because this cooks from the top down.
Get one of those. And that, I know I usually just set it down in the coals and cook baked potatoes in it, and it works out really good.
Baked potatoes in this recipe, I mean whole potatoes, it looks stunningly good.
Just went through one of my neighborhoods and saw flashing lights, thought it was the boys in blue, but turned out to be a Halloween decoration.
It is getting close to Halloween.
People quit telling me to take my mask off.
There's a picture of my 17-foot diamond up on my roof.
Yeah, I believe I got one, too.
That I'm doing simplex down to Lawrence on about 35 watts.
Hey.
I'm like you sitting in the room with me down there in Easley, but I can reach out to Lawrence, and man, it's clear. It's a little in the hole, but it's very understandable.
I was talking up in Boone a few days ago on Simplex, and I didn't try to get back to him, but I could hear him.
Would be incredible, especially coming over them mountains.
00392.
Their phone number.
You know that? Excuse me. This is KO4HEL. I was interested in the SDR. Download. Do you reckon I can get that?
I don't. I know there's guys on here that do.
Software driven sounds interesting. I'm just sort of new in this, and it's an interesting aspect. I just haven't had much time to be exposed to it.
Son-in-law has been dabbling in that KK4POT, and he's got into the Raspberry Pi, he's got one of those, and we're looking at a radio that is software driven. It's brand new to the market, but I hadn't actually got into it yet.
Instruments, sort of like HTs, or the dash mount mobiles, or well, what's the aspect?
Some in all different configurations. The one that I'm looking at is the TX500, and if you go to Ham Radio Outlet online webpage, you can look up the Lab 599. The model is the TX500. I think if you put TX500 in, it'll pull that radio up. It's not available yet, but they are taking money for it now. It's supposed to come out before Christmas as far as delivery goes. But there's a lot of really good YouTube videos on that. Not just YouTube. I mean, there's a ton of stuff on SDR out there.
Up at TX500. That's good information. I really appreciate that. Appreciate the break, gentlemen. KO4HEL, be clear.
73
KK4NXE. Digital stuff. Do you know more about it than I do, Mike?
At KN4TFW.
Starting to dabble into that. I've got a device that hooks to my handheld and will now send text messages through my handheld. Tim and I have been working on that. That's working. That's pretty neat. But I'm just started. You know, I ain't even got my foot in the water yet.
I'll be busy for a minute.
A few mornings, Mike.
Yeah, I was on second shift Monday and Tuesday, so that put me out of the morning and the afternoon. And then Wednesday I was off. Went and got my driver's license. I got it renewed. Those were CDLs, but then I went, I ended up back at the house. I did a little bit of shopping while I was out, ran by the gun store just to look to see what they got, and they didn't have anything new. And then I went home and power washed my decks. I'm gonna repaint the deck this Friday. Well, my wife's gonna be working on that, and some other people. But I feel like I got some stuff accomplished yesterday that needed to be done.
At least you've been staying busy.
That keeps me busy.
Are you out?
Yeah, my second shift foreman, he was out last week and came back Wednesday of this week. And I was on vacation last week, so they pulled the shop. They changed the shop hours to 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. So they had some supervisors in the morning to stay over. Fallen Star.
Okay, if I didn't see it, I'm headed north right now.
Down on 25, and man, that thing was neat.
Says I'm headed east, but I'm headed north on 29.
How's it going?
It's been going pretty good. It's been being busy at times. Quitting times at 4, and I'll have about 5 or 6 delivery trucks show up at 3:30. It's like, really, guys?
Who's asleep? Damn, 4:18.
Coming up. Got to get over, and it's a bunch of cars.
Daniel lately?
It's been a while since I heard anything from him.
Working radio in his big truck. I know last time I talked to him, his radio wasn't doing too well.
I can get a hold of him. He may not be working there anymore. Issues came up, he said, but I'll leave it at that. I don't think I need to be talking to other man's business, you know?
Who's doing?
Mike's fat and sassy. He comes by and eats supper about, about 10 o'clock every night. And he sort of waddles on off.
Oh, you know that created a big old smile on my face.
He's a clown now. He loves to play with cats. Him and Daisy don't get along at all.
He's not going to let that dog knock him out of a free meal.
Fatty is, you'd say he need to sort of skip one or two.
Got several other people feeding him, too.
It's around between me and my sister and my three boys over on the lake. I think he's pretty much well fed.
I'm part of the family.
Showed up, he'd become part of my family, so I enjoy having him around. Have you heard any more about Andy up there on the mountain?
What happened to Andy?
No, I'm talking about Aunt Sue's.
No, I haven't, and they're not open yet, and it's been more than a couple of weeks. I don't know what's going on up there. I haven't seen them. If I see them out there, I'll stop by and ask them, but I've not seen them here in the last 3 weeks.
What we've been told or heard is true. It go up on public sale like that. We need to pool our money and get it.
I don't know. I ain't got no clue about no cooking nothing. That could be a moneymaker. There's no doubt in my mind that you can make money there. But anyhow, I'm driving up. I'm going to have to say 7-3 to you guys. Both of y'all be careful, be safe. Kent, you probably already enjoyed your coffee, but Ed, enjoy your coffee, and I'll catch with you guys tomorrow morning, Lord willing. KK4, NXE, clear on your file.
Well, you have a good one. Glad you made it in safe. Don't work too hard, and hopefully I'll be able to be in here in the morning. So KK4NAT, KM4NAT, 7-3 is my friend.
7-3, Mike. Hope you have a good one. Look forward to catching you in the morning. Tell Jim we said, hey, KN4TFW.
But mine picked me up a couple of boxes of 22 ammo over at Palmetto yesterday.
In business. Won't take long to shoot them up.
Trying to ease over there today or tomorrow and see if I can get a couple of boxes. Then I'm going to take the grand youngins out and let them do some plinking.
I haven't been having, well, I ain't looked for 22s. I mean, I've seen them in the store, but I wasn't out specifically looking for them, but a lot of the stores been having 22s, and then I saw them at Cabela's, I saw them up here at CNC. I've seen them out several places.
Got to catch up.
And then I picked me up some 22s the other day. It's like it's a 22 short casing, but the lead takes it out to a long rifle size, so the lead's a lot, like 60 grains.
They were long rifle, and they were like $4.98 a box.
They don't sound too bad. I know I've been seeing them. They've been more expensive than that.
Price is just absolutely ridiculous.
On some of them online ammo depots and that, man, they're high for everything and that. But I've been seeing people post pictures of picking up boxes of 500 and that for not a bad price.
Been a little bit of price gouging on some stuff. A couple more boxes. I have enough to take the little grand youngins out and let them clink.
Like fun. Little old gun store over on, it's actually a feed and seed / gun store over there on 290. They've been having all different kinds of ammo there, and they didn't have a limit.
Come out. I won't see what they do with that spinning target I got. It's a self-healing target. They say they only shoot it with lead rounds, not to use jacketed, because jacketed will do more damage.
Metal ones that you hit it and it spins around and that, but I gave it to let my granddaughter take it down to the beach with her pellet rifle.
Soft type of target, and it's what it is. It's an silhouette of a crow, and it spins. It's got weight on the bottom, and then when the bullet hits it, it spins it. Yeah. Sportsman. It was like $9 and something. Boy of mine, Harold, his wife's trying to get him to buy her a SIG 9mm.
I just picked up it. It does real good.
He'll wind up getting it for her, but she loves guns and knives about as much as he does.
Hey.
Take a cup of coffee.
Pull up, so I'll say 73. Hope you have an awesome day, and look forward to catching you again in the morning. KN4TFW.
Put it in safe, and I'm three customers away from being done, and then I'm going to be going to the house and raiding the coffee pot. So, catch you in the morning, 7-3 to you, KM4 and APC.